What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back, folks. There was a recent article in NOLA.com. Stephanie Regal covered the story talking about Metairie Towers is going up for sale again. The developer has run into some issues. This particular piece of property is incredibly important to the economic viability of Old Metairie and throughout the East Bank of Metairie. It's a large piece of property, 4.5 acres. I think there were over 100 units that were over 200 units in the original structure. And it's important that we get this back into the stream of commerce. And here to talk to us about it is Paul Richard, NAI Ladder and Bloom Commercial Investments and Advisory Services. Paul's been around a long time. He's seen projects like this come and go. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hello, Noel. Good to be with you.
So Paul, we find out that the developer says that he probably did not have the financial oomph to get this project to the business, to the finish line, excuse me. But more importantly, he said banks and lenders are more conservative now and they're really holding back their powder. Or is this just a combination of a bunch of different things at this point? Your thoughts?
I think it's a combination of a bunch of things, but I saw the article. He is correct. I mean, the banks are all about managed risk at the moment. And I think when they looked at this particular project, the cost to sales ratio seemed to be out of whack. And I think they thought this one had more risk than they would be willing to take on at this point in time. Not unusual for this market, for sure. But this is clearly a good project in a great area.
Yeah, there's not many like this, right? I mean, you're right on Metairie Road. You're in the heart of Old Metairie, some of the highest priced property throughout the metropolitan area. One would think that all of the granular ingredients were there to reach a successful conclusion.
Yeah, well, there are two things really impacting the market. Let me first say that demand is not an issue on this particular project. There is tremendous demand. I think it's all about market positioning. So there was originally 219 units, and it dropped down to 160. There were seven floors, and he was going to add an additional floors. And his whole market position was luxury condominiums. And when you look at the prices per square foot for those condominiums, really compared to what you see in Old Metairie at the moment, I guess the market didn't think that it could hit those numbers, or the lender thought that it couldn't hit those numbers such that it would be something that would be fundable. So I think that's really the big issue with his positioning on this project. The other thing I might add is it unique to that building, the floors are only 8 feet high. So a big part of the redevelopment was trying to deal with low floor heights. And if you're going to spend that kind of money for a luxury condominium, that could become an issue.
Would that property be better suited as apartments?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question. When we looked at the property when it first came up for sale, it just seemed like that property had a propensity toward senior apartments. Because if you recall, before the hurricane damage, a big part of majority of the tenants in the property were seniors. In fact, those were all condominiums, but there were a percentage of those that were for rent. And I do think that if you brought them back either as apartments or as condominiums with an orientation towards seniors, I think it would be a very successful project. The challenge, of course, is when he bought the project, he paid $24.5 million for the property. So when you add luxury renovation to the project, it became a very expensive project. So I think the auction, and most auctions do, will essentially find its price on this particular property at this point in time. But it is well positioned for redevelopment because all the interior demolition has occurred. Everything's in place. It's an economic development district. Tax abatement is possible. So someone could step in and pick this project up pretty quickly if they intended to use his design for development.
So, but what changes, you know, for folks? I mean, the risk tolerance from the lenders is there. We're talking about VC money, you know, some other source of revenue to finance this project?
Well, Newell, it is what it is. And it really, it's going to depend on the profile of either your condominium tenant or your apartment tenant. I think there's a huge market, certainly, for apartments in Old Metairie. There just aren't many, and particularly aren't many that have been newly redeveloped. So I think what has to change probably is what you pay for at first, and then how you position your redevelopment cost to reach a point where it's feasible from a market standpoint. I mean, the banks are looking hard at every deal today, and it's just the temper of the marketplace.
Are there potential reverberations in the market as a result of this happenstance?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it wasn't brought to market per se. It never reached the market, so it has not impacted the market. I think if there's any reverberations, it would be opening it up to another pool of investors/developers that will take a look at this project with new eyes and a new lens for the market. This is probably
particular
one of the best opportunities. Sorry.
Yeah. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I would say this is probably one of the single best opportunities if positioned appropriately and you have your finances, your financing in order, and you target the market that you think is appropriate for this redevelopment.
Yeah. Is this one of those kind of tug of wars between zoning and developer where actually if you added another 100 units to this thing, it puts it in a whole different sphere or perspective?
Yes, I think so. I mean, he did have the approvals to add an additional floor, but he didn't add that many units. In fact, he reduced densities from 219 to 160 units, and that was more to add more twos and threes, two and three bedrooms, as opposed to all one bedrooms. So I think he was on target in terms of increasing the availability of two bedrooms and three bedrooms, and opened it up to a much broader market than to a one bedroom user, whether it's an apartment or a condominium. So I think he was on the right track, but I don't think there's a tug of war with zoning. I think he already had 219. I'm not sure you could add many more units just given the ratio of land to building. So I think the ratio now accommodates all of the parking needs for either the original 219 or for his proposed 160 units.
Putting my old tax collector hat on, you know, this created a void, right, when this property fell out of commerce.
Yeah, no question. You know, no question.
And it was disastrous for a number of owners in that facility, right?
Yes. You know, the hurricane damage was severe. You know, there was some water penetration, and there were a lot of displaced condominium owners there, and that certainly left a bad taste in the mouths of those folks who own those units. I'm not sure all of them recovered in terms of what they had invested in those units. So if there was a reverberation, it was really the loss on behalf of then condominium owners. But I think if you bring it, whether it's apartments or condominiums, it's still going to generate a substantial amount of taxes, for property taxes for the parish.
Yeah. I noticed that the opening bid is pretty low, $10 million on this property. Is there
a
strategy to that? Yeah.
Yeah. In the auction format, you always start low, and you hope that you have a pool of investors that will ramp that up. I don't know if he'll hit the 24.5, but I think he'll come close, because you know everyone is staring down on what it would cost to redevelop. When you add that to the cost to acquire the property as is, so I can assure you anybody that is participating in this auction has sharpened their pencil, because essentially you've got 60 days to close. So you need to know what you're doing and what you're going to do with that property if you're going to step up and bid on this particular property.
A lot of chatter about this opportunity, Paul?
Yes, there's a lot of chatter. I think most chatter that I've heard is just where value will fall or land. And you know, when it first came on the market, there was a lot of chatter, and more folks thought that the price he paid was substantial, but of course he was a luxury apartment / condominium. He was originally it was his apartments, and then he converted to condominiums in terms of his development model. So yes, the chatter is, if I had to do condominiums or do apartments, what can I afford? What can the development afford to pay for the land and building as is? You know, given where these numbers might fall, it might be a little harder to make it work as apartments. You may have to go the condominium route to recapture the cost to build.
Is this wouldn't fall into the category of a great piece of property burdened with a building on it?
It could. I mean, again, it's going to depend greatly on how the development group sees the property. I know originally when it first came on the market, there was a tremendous amount of chatter about it would just be easier just to demolish the building and start over. Just given the existing conditions with the building, particularly the low ceiling heights. I think Mr. Schaffenberg, when he bought the property, he had a development model for luxury apartments and then condos. So I think he was on the right track. I clearly think he was on the right track. I think what happened is his development model collided with the expectations in the banking and funding community currently.
Yeah, it's a shame, obviously, because projects like this create a lot of momentum, right? And you've seen that Metairie Road corridor just continue to improve. Property values go up. More retail opportunities there. Sales, and sales tax numbers increasing. It's been really, a strong positive. And interestingly, right now, you probably have as much property for sale on Metairie Road as you've ever had, which is kind of an interesting dynamic, too. Any thoughts about that?
Yeah, we are basically land poor on Metairie Road. So anything that's coming on the market right now is positioned at a very high price. I mean, we're starting to see some of the land prices per square foot as well as lease prices per square foot approximate what you find on Veterans. So it's a very high demand corridor. I don't see anything that's impeding the increase in pricing. But I think we are reaching a point where you have to have the financial bandwidth to do any kind of development. And then any kind of development that you do tends to lean toward luxury or high end. So if you look at Tana, the restaurant, or the Sedei building, or the old Metairie Commons building, some of the newer properties that have been built within the last 5 years are showing some of the highest lease prices per square foot for sure, and then your land prices have essentially gone through the roof.
Yeah, and one cannot argue that it's not the most convenient neighborhood in the metropolitan area. I mean, you can get anywhere from there really quick. I mean, you get spoiled fast once you move into that section, for sure.
Yep.
But it's going to be interesting. Do we know when? Go ahead. You go.
I was just going to say Bonneville Boulevard is essentially the spine of that entire area. Everything works out for Bonneville.
Do we know when the auction will be?
Yes. The auction is August 25th through the 27th. So it's a couple days. The minimum deposit amount is $50,000. So you got to be prepared. It's like I was saying earlier, you got to be prepared to invest and to know what you're doing, because in 60 days or so, you're going to own that property if you win. You're the winning bidder.
Absolutely. Well, Paul, thank you so much for joining us. I know I can always count on you. You always know the backstory, and we appreciate that and appreciate your expertise and your time. Have a great week, my friend.
Thanks, Noel. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
All right, that's Paul Richard, NAI, Latter & Blum Commercial Investments and Advisory Services. And when we return, folks, we'll visit with Danny Conwell, the owner of Felix's Restaurant, who is a plaintiff in the lawsuit against the city administration relative to the trash contract in the French Quarter. And there's only one way to describe all of this. It's a debacle. And we'll find out what Danny's thoughts are on this project when we return. Stay with us.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome back, folks. We're joined by Danny Conwell, owner of Felix's Restaurant. Danny, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Noel. How are you? Or I guess good afternoon.
Doing well, Danny. Good to hear you, your voice. Danny, you know, this French Quarter garbage contract saga continues. Yourself and Marina Kostopoulos, a French Quarter resident, filed a request for a temporary restraining order on the mayor declaring an emergency, which a lot of people think is contrived, you know, for certain. Your thoughts and why you decided to step up?
Well, the only she has created an emergency. I'll give her that. It is going to be an emergency if IV is truly terminated and moves out of the French Quarter. We got involved because there are this impacts a lot more people than just the two parties, IV and Henry Consulting. You have thousands of residents and hundreds of businesses, not to mention millions of visitors every year that this would directly impact. I mean, the quality of service that IV is providing versus what we have experienced historically is night and day. I've been down there in the mornings when the prior contractor was picking up garbage, and literally the street, they would empty the cans, but by the time they got to the end of the block, about half of what they had put in the truck had dumped back out. I mean, leaking all kinds of horrible looking fluids and, you know, refuse, public food. It was horrible. And since IV has taken over, the place is literally spotless. I mean, I don't think I've been to a city where I've witnessed a sanitation company doing as good of a job as IV is doing in the French Quarter.
Typically, you reward people that go above and beyond what's required of them, you know, in providing a service, right? I mean, that's kind of been your experience in the private sector.
I do. I always do. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think this is probably foreign to you, right, to have it go completely sideways?
Newell, are you there? I lost you.
Yeah, Danny. No, I'm sorry. I said I guess this experience is like completely foreign to you when you have a top-notch vendor providing the services, going above and beyond, and you have a city administration trying to figure out how to get rid of him.
And the unbelievable thing about it is that there is nobody, literally nobody, on the except for Mr. Henry and Cousin Oliver. On the other side, they're the only two individuals in the whole city that I'm aware of that are on the other side. I mean, there are often issues between business owners and residents in the French Quarter where they disagree. We're unanimous. The business owners and the residents are unanimous in supporting IV. There are often, disagreements on the city council. The city council, other than Councilman Thomas, are unanimous in support of IV. There are often disagreements among legislators or between the state legislature and a city council or the governor. Both houses in the legislature are supportive. The attorney general is supportive. The governor is supportive. I've never said, well, I guess I missed. I said two people, three. I omitted the mayor. But I've never seen any issue where the opinion is so overwhelmingly one-sided, yet the system, if you will, seems to have us barreling toward, a bad result.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm mystified by this whole thing and how, the mayor and the city administration wants to be the salmon swimming upstream here. The French Quarter, and you know this better than most because you have made significant investments down there, it's the gem, right? And it's the straw that stirs the drink in our city. But we don't treat it that way sometimes, and it's mind-boggling to me.
No, it is absolutely the stem that stirs the drink, and I've gotten on my high horse about there are a lot of issues to be talked about. Where's all the hotel motel tax going? It's certainly not going to the French Quarter. The lack of infrastructure investment, the historic crime issues, the quality of life issues, the sanitation. But kind of for the first time in a long time, maybe ever, we have made significant. I know you're well aware of the progress we've made in law enforcement and reducing crime. I mean, I'm on the Metropolitan Crime Commission. I know you talk to Raffi a lot. I mean, the numbers are staggering in a good way. The sanitation is phenomenal. But I mean, great, better than what you would expect. We have quality of life issues, the panhandling, all of that. But the FQMD, I'm sure you've kept up with it, has passed some measures recently, and they're going to get the state troop NOLA back involved and NOPD in getting the homeless off the street. I mean, we have so many things going for us. And this is what in baseball you would call, this is an unforced error. Out of all of the things that are the challenges we face in life, in the city, the state, the world, this is a challenge that on the sanitation side that we have met and like you said, exceeded expectations. And yet here we are just for no apparent reason just trying to screw it up.
So what is the next step for you? You have a hearing date on this TRO?
Judge Gates denied the TRO and set a preliminary injunction date of the 23rd, July 23rd. That's a week from today. I don't think that's the end of the world, Newell. I actually even said, when we were talking about this, what are we trying to enjoin? There are no actions that are going to happen between now and then that we would really need, to use the term emergency again, we would need some kind of emergency TRO. So we're fine going to, we're briefing our case to make our, make our case at the injunction hearing next Wednesday or next Tuesday. And we think the facts and the law are on our side. We think we have a good judge, a smart judge, an honest judge. So hopefully he will see it the way we see it and grant the injunction.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to me that, we heard for a long time the city was flush in cash, and then they're cash strapped, and we create this emergency, we cancel a contract, and then we try to sign a new one paying more, no performance bond, no protections for the city. I mean, it's like we just want to give it away.
and the biggest thing was no diligence on the other contracting party. I mean, yeah. if you were contracting on behalf of Jefferson Parish for a service that required significant investments in capital assets. I mean, this is a capital intensive business that requires a lot of specialized assets. Wouldn't you want to do some diligence on the party you're contracting with and say, okay, these are the pieces of equipment that we need to execute the contract. Show me your fleet. What kind of equipment do you have? How old are they? What are the specifications? To my knowledge, he doesn't own one truck.
No. Well, he got very angry with me when I said, you're a facilitator. You're just putting pieces and parts together. And I never believed when I was sheriff that I did business with people that did that, because I didn't think it was in the best interest. I wanted, when something was not working, I wanted to be able to put my hands around the neck of the person that was delivering the actual service, not,
exactly.
3 degrees of separation.
And by definition, absolutely, you're correct on the quality control aspect of it. But in addition to that, on the cost side of it, it's just pretty simple logic that if mm-hmm. you have someone in the chain of contract, if you will, who's not adding any service that can be any visible service, that you're doing one of two things. You're either going to be paying more for the same service, or you're going to be getting less for the same price you're paying, because there's money coming out of the system that is not going directly into the providing of that service. I mean, it's not complicated. And as I understand it, the clean right, whoever it is that Mr. Henry is contracting with, that they're a consulting firm too. That they don't have any equipment. And then the ultimate provider of the service, if you will, what I heard is an equipment rental company. Well, companies that rent equipment don't operate it, so you're going to go rent a bunch of stuff from somebody and then go grab a bunch of people off of the street to operate it? I mean, at least when Richards was involved, you saw some semblance of a real company there. Here, I can't get to the bottom of it. From everything I've seen, I don't see a real company anywhere.
You know, the only saving grace for us at this point, I said this in my monologue this morning, is that we have a mayor's race going on right now, and everyone needs to pay close attention to who's voting where, what, why, and how on these issues right now, because it's going to be a pretty good indication of things to come once they take office. And it's going to be very, very interesting. You know, we are, and I say this with all respect to everyone, we are a third-tier city struggling to become a second-tier city, and we only get there with credible leadership. And without credible leadership, we'll never get there. Because we're making low hurdles into high hurdles, and that's what this is. I mean, it doesn't have to be this difficult, for sure. And I'm sure you got much better things to do than go running down a civil district court, right?
It doesn't say a lot about your city to say that you have to litigate to get your trash picked up.
No.
That's not normal.
Good messaging. No, not at all. Well, Danny, I wish you the best. I know that you're well intentioned and a great corporate partner to this city for a long, long time, and we appreciate your willingness to step up, my friend.
Well, I appreciate the chance to make the case again. To me, it's a very easy case to make. The results speak for themselves. So. Let's just hope we wind our way through the judicial system and get to the right result.
Absolutely. It's Danny Conwell, owner of Felix's Restaurant. Best of luck to you. Have a great week.
Thanks, Rand.
We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We'll go to the talk lines. Mike, you're up. What say you?
Hey, Neil, it's a pleasure to be on today. Thanks for having me, sir.
Thank you for joining.
I've been in Texas the past 11 years. Just moved back about a year ago. Parents have had a place in the quarter for about 15 years now, and I used to go there in high school before that. So I've seen exactly what the gentleman who was on before said. I've seen how terrible it was down there. Now I've lived in the quarter for the past year. If there is one thing that this city has done right, it is selecting IV management to take care of the quarter. It is impeccable down there. They're supposed to do street cleaning on the streets from Rampart to Decatur once a week on Tuesdays, and then street cleaning on streets that go from Esplanade to Canal on Thursdays. They do it more than once a week. I mean, they go above and beyond. They have people who are just on their feet all day picking up trash. They got multiple side-by-sides that drive through the quarter to pick up trash and empty the waste baskets. These people are fantastic. And honestly, as far as innovation goes, I know sanitation is different than any other industry, but if innovation like that could be in other parts of the private sector out here, we'd be in a lot better spot. And forgive me if I'm putting you in a tough spot here. I'd really love to know what LaToya was promised if she got rid of the contract and gave it to somebody else. I really want to know what the kickbacks are, because it all stinks. It stinks to high heaven. I don't know what your thoughts are, though.
Well, you know, I never like to go there because it's always conjecture. But, you know, this is just so
it's something,
incredulous.
Though. I mean, they own their own product.
I mean, I just don't understand, and on so many fronts. I mean, even there's a case worse than this, and that's the Wisner trust, you know, issue.
Yeah.
I can't for the life of me understand how she believes that setting up the construct that she did by giving up basically somewhere around $6 million a year, that works to the benefit of the city. I mean, the entity's interest always has to outweigh the individual's. And I don't know who's going to be the beneficiary in all of this stuff, but it's not making any sense. And I think that's why folks are saying and engaging, you know, in conjecture about where's this going? Why are we doing this? Nobody in their right mind would do this. And nobody would keep going back to the well to try and manufacture and create a situation to compel a contract to go a certain way. I mean, why is that so important to you? What should be important is the quality of the work that's been done by a proven vendor. I mean, you know, it's hard to, especially when everybody's lining up for that vendor. How does that work in your best interest to be against the will of the public, the will of the business community? The AG wants to get involved. She's saying she's going to get involved by filing a friend of the court brief in litigation over this contract. She said there's no doubt that this emergency was created by the mayor. I mean, she must really think we're all stupid, right, Mike? I mean, that nobody would see this.
But back to what you said about the third-rate city and a second-rate city, or struggling to become a second-rate, to the folks who are listening, our problems, we elected them. So seriously, take local elections seriously. Vet your candidate. Don't vote for them because there's a D next to their name. Pick the right ones, and primaries are incredibly important. I mean, well, it's a different system now. Sorry, I've been in Texas too long. But just figure out better elections. I mean, guys, we have a culture of corruption in this city.
Yeah. Yeah, it's It's frustrating for sure, and it seems like everything has to be real, real difficult. Got to get to a break, folks. When we return, we'll check in with Scoot, so stay with us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.